go to the gym. Pay lots to use the gym. The machine you want to use is occupied. Keep an eye on it until it's free, then get accused of staring. A lot of gyms have been closed down due to devastating financial pressure. 60% of men are boycotting gyms and are building home gyms for themselves, and the few that do go to the gym, the 40% of men, have refused to help any woman in the gym. Why, you ask? Because of this creepy guy notion flying everywhere. Women and the Me Too movement caused this.
What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Like I said before, man, I've said this shit before a long, 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 long time ago. I went out and got a home gym because as soon as I saw that bullshit trend, that bitch who fucking did the "do you need something?" I knew that women were gonna be fucking jumping on board with that. Like, for whatever reason, they love copying each other. Like, women love to just fucking copy one another. They can't be original. For whatever reason, women cannot be original. If you've ever seen an up-and-coming comedian who's female, the first thing she does is she starts talking about disgusting, rancid fucking jokes. Like the most disgusting shit you would ever fucking hear. And to them, that's funny. To them, it's like, comedy is not a manipulation or a play of words. It's not taking somebody through a journey and allowing them to discover something funny within their own psyche. To them, comedy is raunchy, disgusting, debaucherous behavior. And it's the same thing that I notice when they go to the gym. They have to make themselves the victim of being stared at, you know, being gawked at, gazed at, whatever the fuck. And it got to me a long time ago. I was hanging out with my buddy, and there's this girl who's fucking literally on the machine that I want to use to get my superset in, and she's just taking pictures. And I'm looking at my buddy like, what the fuck, bro? And I look at her and I'm just like, just staring at her like, what do I do? What do I say? So finally, I just got the courage and I was like, excuse me, like, we're going to need that machine. And she's like, oh, okay, sorry. Like, it was no big interaction, right? Like, there was nothing big or anything that happened. And of course, I'm on gear at the time, so I'm like really, really impatient. So we go to use the machine, and I just would not let that go, dude. I would not let it go. When we left the fucking gym, my buddy's like, bro, you good? Like, you won't stop talking about that shit. And he's like, dude, we've already finished our set. We got to, like, finish our workout. Like, there was no problem. Why the fuck are you talking about that girl? And I just told him, like, bro, I'm sick of this shit. Why the fuck do I gotta come to a gym and feel like, like I left Facebook at home? When I put my phone away, I leave that shit, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all that bullshit, I leave it in my fucking backpack, and I am just after it at the gym. Why the fuck does it have to follow me? And he literally just said, well, why don't you just, like, get some weights for your house? And I just, like, it dawned on me, like, oh, that's actually a pretty good idea. I don't have to spend money. Like, the money that I would be spending on a gym, I could be spending, you know, at home. Yeah, you know what? You're right. And so I went after it, you know? I went out and I got my home gym going. But it was just time. 'Cause then, like, immediately after that moment happened, that bitch was like doing the "do you need something" bullshit. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. I'm not going to get caught up in this. I'm not getting caught up in this at all. And guess what? My buddy, you know, he's at the gym. He's working out. And he thinks it won't happen to him. And guess what? It fucking happened to him. Some chick was recording and she fucking, you know, caught a glimpse of him. And somehow his fucking wife found out. And it became a big fucking thing at their house. And I was just like, dude, do you see now why I stopped going to the fucking gyms? Like, how the fuck, first off, how the fuck did she find out? Like, how the fuck did he get, all he did was just look over. Like, I saw the video. It's just him just looking over, kind of like, he's looking to see if the machine, like, the way he looked was, like, to look to see if the machine was available. And it was only for a split second. And then he wipes his fucking chin, or he wipes his face from sweat, goes off to another machine, and then the fucking bitch has that AI voice, "This creep was looking at me the whole time." And I'm like, what the fuck? And it shows my buddy just kind of like peeking over for a quick second. He gets up, wipes his chin or wipes his face and walks away. And this chick is like, I don't know what the fuck she was doing. She was doing like some weird like fucking exercise for her ass. And I'm over here thinking to myself, like, why would I even fucking bother going to the fucking gym anymore? And the gyms are, like, literally giving out fucking, they're giving out memberships. Since I live in Vegas, we have the Las Vegas Athletic Club. That is, like, $10 a month. It used to be $45. Then, EOS... or EOS, I don't know how to, whatever. Their gym membership is 35 cents a day. 9 cents a day, I think, is their lowest price. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, they can't even give this shit away. So, out here, right? Like, being in top physical condition is like the hobby out here in Vegas. Everybody works the fuck out. Rather you're a prisoner, rather you're a police officer, rather you do it recreationally or not, everybody's on some kind of fucking steroid or gear. Because out here, the athletic culture is literally... like, even the potheads that are, like, fat as fuck, they still work out. Even the potheads that are, like, skinny as shit, they still work out. Like, working out over here is like, it's a culture. And when you see these women, like, taking pictures and videoing themselves and doing all this shit, it's like, dude, you're invading in a masculine place so that you could get some fucking TikToks. So that you can get some likes, so that you can get some views. It's absolutely disgusting. And fuck, dude, I can't tell you how many times I witness my friends, you know, get caught up in some bullshit at the gym because of some chick. Like, you get what you vote for, you get what you subscribe to, and you get what you allow to happen. That has always been my principle and my ethics. Is like, if you allow this shit to happen, if you allow it to happen, don't be surprised about the action, you know, what happens afterwards. This momentum that we've allowed is just insane. It's gotten to the point where you know, women are starting to call us insecure for fucking, you know, like, what was it? There was this Candace Owens. She was on a podcast called the Whatever Podcast. And, this girl, she's like, yeah, I dated this, you know, I'm a sex worker, but, you know, I dated a bunch of insecure guys. And it's like, when you listen to what she's talking about in terms of insecurity, it's like, you know, I go out and I do, you know, I'm a dancer, I'm a prostitute, I'm this, I'm that. And the guy tries to control the way that I look. He tries to control the way that I dress. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe the guy just doesn't want you fucking throwing your ass out there. Maybe he just wants you for himself. Is that so bad? And the girl calls him insecure. Like, she has it so ass backwards. Like, you can tell that she doesn't want to do that for a living, and then the moment that a guy steps in and tries to be a chivalrous guy who tries to save her from that, she rejects him. And immediately my mind is thinking to myself, what on earth is going through this girl's mind that is causing her to be such a fucking idiot? Because it's the exact same poison that we have at the gym. It's the exact same poison that we have in the dating community. Like, check this out. Me and my buddies, we go out this weekend, and they invited me to their favorite spot. And this is kind of like a low-key secret spot. Basically, it's a farm, and, you know, and on this farm, they have a cow, and he goes, moo, moo. Any case, so they serve, you know, fresh milk from the cow, but with that cow, they also, you know, you get like a cup, and that cup, you get to put like some kind of like sugar and chocolate and coffee and an extreme amount of fucking alcohol, right? And then, you know, they mix it in with the moo cow milk. And the moo cow milk tastes really good. And if you're drinking it with that really, really heavy, heavy alcohol, it tastes even better. Well, the girl over the counter who's basically, you know, giving the shit away, you know, she offers me a quail egg, and I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, those have a lot of fiber. It'll make you shit like crazy. And she's like, are you kidding me? Like, I can eat like 9 of these. And I'm just like, okay, cool. And I, you know, I'm walking away, and she's like, no, wait, come here. Like, I want you to see, basically, she wanted me to, like, witness her, you know, swallow, like, 9 of these fucking quail eggs. And I'm not interested. And the reason being is because it's like, dude, it's a cool, nifty party trick, but I know what it's going to do to your stomach. I don't need to witness you, like, fucking eating 9 of those, knowing that you're going to shit your brains out later. I'm good. I walk away. I go to the moo cow. And the guy, you know, he starts pulling on the udders and starts, you know, basically filling up my cup. And then I go out of the barn and I go meet up with the rest of the guys. And dude, this girl chases me down. Like, I get it. You're into me. Like, you dig me. Cool. But she chases me down to show me that she ate, like, she swallowed like 9 of these raw quail eggs. And they're like, bro, she just swallowed like a whole nut. And I'm laughing, right? And I give this girl a hug and a kiss. And I'm like, you don't have to do that to impress me. Like, you're impressive as it is. Like, you're phenomenal. Like, she was fucking drop dead gorgeous. She's about 5'4", Hispanic girl with bleach blonde hair. She had like eye contacts on that were pink, big tits, huge ass, thin waist. I'm talking like paperclip thin waist. And she had a huge fat ass in those jeans, and she just looked all kinds of good. She had a cowboy hat on, little cowboy boots on. She was fucking gorgeous. But her chasing me down to do that party trick to me was like so unattractive, because it's like, what you're doing is you're showing off to all my other friends what you're capable of. Like, you didn't do that for me. You did that for your own amusement. So I ignore her. I gave her a kiss and I just said, "You don't have to impress me. Like, you're impressive as it is." And then she just like kind of like makes a little face and then she walks away. And then I tell my buddies, like, "Hey, dude, I'm probably gonna want another one for the road, because we're gonna head out. We were gonna head out someplace." So I go over back to the counter and I ask for another cup, and she's like, "I can't believe you can't like eat that many quail eggs. Like, you look like you're pretty buff and blah blah blah." Like, and I look at her and I smile and I said, "I thought you were really, really gorgeous up until you did that." And she stops and she looks at me and she's like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "Well, you're doing that in front of my friends. Like, why can't you just like do something just for me? Because now all my friends are thinking to themselves that they have a shot with you." And she's like, "Well, I just wanted to show you that I could eat all those quail eggs." And I was just like, "Yeah, but what you did was like, you made it look like you were doing it for them too." And in her mind, it didn't dawn on her. Like, in her mind, she was just staring at me kind of blankly, like, "What?" In her mind, it was completely fucking understood. It was like completely okay doing what she did. "Oh, I was just eating quail eggs." Now, and in my mind, I'm like, "No, dude, you literally created like a sexual innuendo where all the other guys are just watching you." Like, and that's what these women do. They live their life as if they're the. Patrice O'Neal said it best. It's like, these women live a life in terms of like, they live in a story where it stars them. They're the main character in the story. Like, there's no other characters in the story except for them. They're the main character, they're the fucking Bond villain, they're the anti-hero and the hero at the same time. There's nobody else like in the cast of their world. And because of that, because we've allowed that to happen and continue on, these women will fucking record themselves and paint themselves as the victims. They will literally go out and they will fuck the entire globe and then say that we as men are insecure for trying to protect them and for trying to shield them and for trying to monitor the way that they dress. They have zero empathy for the way that we feel about other men looking at them. No matter how hard we try as men to protect them, to try to shield them, to try to make them look good, to try to make them represent us, they will step out of their fucking way, out of their boundaries, to try and make us and paint us like villains, because we won't let them act like whores. We try and protect them. We try and protect their chastity and their virtue and their image. And for whatever reason, they fucking chastise us for it. They fucking belittle us, they berate us, they treat us like we're insecure infants, that we're fucking tyrants. They will paint us in every fucking color imaginable, except for protectors. You know, that woman thought that she was, like, you know, trying to impress me. And again, guys, I'm telling you, she was so fucking beautiful. This is one of those moments where your boy would have gone back to the plantation. Fucking phenomenal. Very well-mannered. Extremely beautiful. But I'm telling you, the moment that she does something like that, and to you guys, that's probably a forgivable offense. To you guys, that's probably like, eh, whatever, dude. She was trying to fucking hit on you, Crimson. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, you're gonna let go of a cute girl because of that? Yeah, man, I am. Because if she's gonna do that, what the fuck else is she gonna do? I'm already at that point of, like, I see the red flags, no matter how small they are, before they even happen. Perfect example, there's this girl at work, she's fucking gorgeous. Again, fucking, she's 6 foot tall, she has a huge, huge waist, and a huge, huge set of tits. Beautiful, like, perfect figure. I'm talking, like, hourglass figure. She looks like a 1940s pinup model, like, fucking beautiful. And she's always got to be in the spotlight somehow. And the way that I mean that is, like, whenever the CEO is out talking to the foreman, she's always got to somehow, like, step into frame. Like, oh, hi, I thought you wanted some coffee. Oh, hi, here, I thought you wanted these pieces of paper. And the guy's kind of looking at her like, what the fuck? I'm giving a speech. I'm giving a speech to the foreman. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, sorry, I thought you wanted these. And he's like, no, I didn't even ask for them. We're like, you don't even work in my department. Like, what the fuck? Right? That is a huge red flag. Any woman who desperately needs to be in the center of attention for whatever God knows reason lets me know that that woman is not to be trusted. She will jump at the fucking opportunity at the first sign of trouble. She will run at the first sign of difficulty, adversity, challenges. What does this have to do with you having a home gym? It's to distance myself. I choose to distance myself from the things that create problems. I have decided with my very short life that I know I'm going to live. I don't want any more issues with women. I don't want any more issues in terms of, you know, problems and having to deal with difficulties of being talked down to and said, spoken to like a child and an infant, and being labeled as insecure, or being I just don't want it anymore, man. I spent 36 years. How about this? I'm 36 years old now. I spent 32 years of my life learning how to be a perfect boyfriend, a perfect lover. You know, learning how to make women come, learning how to fucking kiss, learning how to be a good listener, learning how to be exciting and romantic and all this other bullshit. When I could have been learning other things, like learning how to kill people, learning how to jump out of fucking airplanes, learning how to, fix a radiator. And I have. I know how to make radiators. It's actually surprisingly easy. You know, learning a better technique on how to build a house, learning a better technique on how to roof, learning a better technique on how to, you know, hammer penny nails. But instead, I fucking wasted my life and my years learning how to be a good boyfriend for women that have just walked in and out of my life. For what? For fucking what, man? So that they can record me at the gym and call me a pervert? So that they can cheat on me? So that they can fucking do drugs behind my back? So that they can steal from me? Try to choke me in my sleep? Like, why the fuck? Why the fuck did I waste my time? I could have been learning how to properly do a proper deadlift. Could have been, you know, gaining something more. Fuck, dude. I even went homeless. Like, here's the thing about women that tripped me out. Like, when I went homeless, I got more pussy when I was homeless than I did when I actually had my own business. That's what tripped me out. Like, women don't want you when you're successful. They want you when you're a bum. When you're fucking nobody. They'll take care of you. They'll feed you. You're like their little pet that's at home. My sexy little boyfriend who's at home, who doesn't have a job, who used to be a business owner, who's down on his luck. I get to feed him. I get to take care of him. And then the moment that I start making money, it's like, oh, well, he's no good to me now. Like, he has freedom. The fuck am I going to do with that? I gotta let him go. And then they break up with me. Hey, Crimson, you know, you've had like two or three girls that, you know, they would have stayed next to you, you know, regardless, no matter what, if you were rich or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them was actually very loyal. Single mom. Unfortunately. And I realized that I was actually holding her back. I was trying to find a job and I couldn't find one. I was living over in Fullerton and La Quinta, I think. I think the Azul was the street name. It was like Placentia and something. Any case, it was like right next to a Target. It was like the only strip mall for like fucking miles. And then like right across the street was a gas station, and behind the gas station was like a Tuesday Mornings. And I tried so hard to get jobs everywhere around there. At a restaurant, at the Ross, at the Tuesday Mornings, nobody wanted to hire me because I was a guy. And for those of you wondering, like, how the fuck does that happen? Like, during the economic crash, nobody wanted to hire guys because we would always ask for more money and we would always ask for more hours. As soon as we get hired, like 2-3 weeks later, we'd start asking for more. And they didn't want that. So they would only hire women. And women would never fucking argue. They would never ask for a higher position. They would never ask for more money. And they're like, dude, if you used to be a business owner, like, why the fuck are you trying to work at Ross? Why the fuck are you trying to work at, you know, Tuesday Mornings? And for those of you who don't know what Tuesday Mornings is, it's kind of like a Salvation Army or like a Pick and Save or a Big Lots. For those of you who, you know, don't remember what Pick and Save was. You know, the Tuesday Mornings would get all the leftover merchandise from other stores and try to resell it. But yeah, basically, I tried desperately to get a job and I couldn't. It was just impossible. But for whatever reason, I always managed to, like, get a hot-ass chick to fucking take me in. It was always just, like, the most drop dead gorgeous girls like on the entire fucking planet that would like take me in and just fuck my brains out and just like treat me like their little pet. You know, like they didn't want me working, they just wanted to take care of me. And they wanted to just feed me just ramen noodles and and macaroni and cheese, right? Or like every once in a while they'd come home with fast food and like, look, you know, they wanted to take care of me. And I'm like, dude, that's not who I am. I'm a carpenter. I'm a construction worker. I'm a fucking business owner. Like, dude, I can get us making sick money right now. And as soon as I would start to show a little ambition, as soon as I would, you know, show a little bit of promise in terms of like helping out with rent, helping out with money, helping out with other things, they would lose interest. Those girls would start to try to find problems to try to fuck up the relationship. You know, they would start to fucking go out and drink more. They would start to, out of nowhere. They were fucking, like, when I was a lazy piece of shit, these women were fucking compliant. They were literally the picture perfect woman that you would ever ask for. And then the moment that I started working and taking care of myself and pitching in, these women would immediately just fucking try to cheat on me. You know, they would try to like do all these, you know, fucking you know, drugs. They would start to steal. They would start, I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And then, and eventually, like, after my ex, right, like the last girl that basically just crushed my fucking heart, you know, killed two of my fucking kids, I realized that women want to serve. They don't know how to accept a man who serves them. They don't know how. They don't know how to just relax and just take in, bask in that femininity of just like, you know, my boyfriend is taking care of me. They don't know how to do that. And so they'll do everything in their power to sabotage the relationship because they're afraid of fucking up the relationship. It's fucking bizarre. It's weird. They're afraid of fucking up the relationship, and so they fuck up the relationship. Like they sabotage it because they think, well, it's gonna be sabotaged anyway. Like he's gonna fuck up the relationship anyway. And when I started to realize, like, oh, dude, these are red flags. Like her talking to other guys, her having guy friends, her, you know, trying to be the center of attention, her doing, you know, recording herself 24/7. I'm like, these are red flags. And I've been ignoring this shit for fucking years. And now that I realize and I see that these women are out there at the gyms recording themselves, they are literally showing you their red flags. They're out in the open. And you know what's really funny? I'm out at this barbecue on the weekend, and this guy, he goes, bro, like, back then we used to have insane asylums. Like, if a girl or if a woman ever did some bullshit like that, like recording other guys and calling them, you know, weirdos, they would just fucking throw her ass in the insane asylum. And I started laughing my ass off. And I was like chanting and cheering and clapping, and I'm like, bro, you have no idea how true you are about that. And I, like these girls are out here just at, you know what I mean? They're just out here just sporting their fucking insanity like it's a fucking modern trend. And they think it's funny. Oh, I'm gonna record this guy barely taking a look over at me, you know, from the fucking squat rack. It blows my mind away how they fucking think that, you know, putting a guy in danger, somehow that's funny to them. So any case, I know I've been going off on like rants and shit lately where you guys are wondering like, has Crimson lost his fucking mind? But I'm telling you, dude, there's a reason why I don't feel empathy for people in Maui. Is because I've seen those very same people that vote the way they do have their houses burned down, like in Malibu, and then bitch, whine, and cry why the rich people's houses were left untouched or unburnt. And they started blaming all kinds of shit. Happened in Paradise, happened in Malibu, happened, you know, in Catalina Island. And it's always been the same thing, like, how come their house and not mine? How come their house got skipped and mine wasn't, right? And I keep reverting back to, you get what you vote for. And to them, that's not an answer, and it isn't. It isn't. It's a very selfish, it's a very emotionless, it's a very piece of shit answer to give, but at the same time, it's the truth. That's why I don't feel any empathy. I've seen this happen time and time again, and nobody gave a fuck about the people in East Palestine, the people in Paradise, the people in Oregon, the people who's had their houses burned down in Malibu. Nobody gave a fuck about them. Nobody. Not a single person gave a fuck about them. They just picked themselves up by their fucking bootstraps and just rebuilt. And they got what they voted for. This president doesn't give a fuck about them, clearly, and neither does their local government. And now they're over here bitching and crying, you know, as racist as they are. And for those of you out there who are like, Crimson, what the fuck? Like, you're going crazy. Yeah, there's videos out there of them just being complete racist pieces of shit. Completely racist towards Americans. Saying that they're not a part of America. Saying that they're, you know, that they're, you know, they still consider themselves sovereign. And like, oh, dude, like, well, you know, we're, you know, we, you know, we Samoa, you know, we are our own culture that has nothing to do with you Americans. And now look, now that their fucking houses are burned down, the first thing they do, they start crying and like, hey, we're Americans. Come help us. So which is it? Hey, Crimson, what about the people that actually identify with being Americans and they live out there? Okay, I get that. I get that. I'm not talking about them. That's like what? The 60%? Let's say it's 70%. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people that called it, you know, that fucking, that are blaming it on fucking weather weapons and fucking Oprah Winfrey. Those people. Because they decided to think like idiots. They voted like idiots, and therefore they put idiots in power. So when you put idiots in power, you get idiot results. And I don't feel an ounce of sympathy. You know, those are the very same people that were telling us, you know, that you know, we're not Americans. We're, you know, we're fucking, you know, we were forced Americans. I don't know what to tell you, dude. I really don't know what to tell you. Do you want us to help or not? It's the same bullshit ideology that those fucking, you know, that those chicks say when they're like, you're insecure, like, let me go fucking make money for a living, you know, sucking another guy's dick. And you're insecure if you don't let me do this for a living. You see what I'm saying? That mentality has permeated into our culture because we've allowed it. We as men have allowed that shit. So when I'm over here telling you I don't give a flying fuck what happens to fucking those people in Maui, and this is why I have a home gym, and I fucking stay the fuck away from women that are like, you know, swallowing fucking 9 quail eggs in front of my friends, everybody looks at me like I'm fucking crazy, but it's like, bro, I stay the fuck away from that type of shit because I know where it comes from. I know what it leads to, and I know the way it votes. Crimson, you're just like labeling like 3 to 4 different things that have nothing to do with one another. No, dude, they have a lot to do with each other. It's psychopathy. To them, this is normal. They will shit on the system, the very system that tries to protect them and call us insecure, try to call us manipulative, try to call us, fucking culture thieves, or I don't know what the fuck. But my point is like, we as men are called everything on the book except for heroes. When we try to protect them, when we try to vote, when we try to show them like, hey, dude, maybe you shouldn't be recording people at the gym. Maybe you shouldn't be dressing like that. Maybe you shouldn't go out late at night by yourself in an abandoned fucking alley on the fucking worst part of town at 12 o'clock at night. Do you see what I'm saying, men? Maybe you shouldn't vote that way. Maybe you should listen to what the fuck we're trying to fucking teach you. Maybe you should be a part of the United States so that we can protect you. Maybe you shouldn't be recording fucking men at the gym who are unprivy or unaware that, you know, that they're going to be in your video. And when shit goes sideways, and it always does, because that's Murphy. That's Murphy for you. They fucking bitch, whine, and cry. And I'm supposed to sit here and be the fucking villain? Fuck you twice. I'm not gonna be a fucking victim anymore. I'm not gonna be the villain anymore. You can suck my dick. And guess what? All those fucking cops that kept you from escaping from the fire. Yeah, there's a reason why they did that. 'Cause they were afraid of losing their fucking jobs. Because of pieces of shit like you that got into power, excuse me, not you, my audience. It was pieces of shit that got into power that fucking threatened their job, that threatened their livelihood, that threatened their sanity and their safety and their comfort, and it just threatened everything about them that caused them to fucking make the wrong move. Come on, dude. What kind of a human being do you have to be to tell people you cannot leave you cannot leave to a safer area? Think about it. You would literally have to be threatened with your job, threatened with losing your ability to take care of your family, with the worst repercussion that you could probably think of in order to commit such a heinous fucking decision like that. I don't think heinous is the right word that I should be using for that particular description. I think you guys understand my point. I feel angry. I feel angry that I have to watch the news and watch these people's houses burn and them not realize that they voted for what they got. I feel angry that I can't go to the gym comfortably because my friend is going to get recorded and fucking his wife is going to somehow find the fucking TikTok video. How the fuck, out of thousands and thousands of TikTok videos, somehow or another, she found him, and it almost jeopardized her marriage. Because she's not paying attention to how long he glanced at the girl's direction, which was literally a fraction of a second. What she saw was this woman using an AI voice saying, like, this fucking creep. And look, I'll even be honest with you, it doesn't even look like him. But it kind of looks like him. I don't know how to explain it. So my point is that somehow or another, that happens because we allow this culture to get out of fucking control. And we keep telling these people, stop pumping your fake news, stop doing this, stop being so divisive, stop fucking trying to show gay shit at our schools, stop trying to fucking teach our kids about being a fucking genderqueer, non-conforming, whatever the fuck. I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. The more and more and more we try as men to protect our culture, our society, these women, the more we're vilified. And I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. It makes me upset. Because all we want to do as men is to protect. All we want to do as men is to have a stable environment so that our children, and this is where it comes from. Because if we can have a stable environment, then we have nothing to worry about. And if we have nothing to worry about, then we have nothing to fight. And if we have nothing to fight, then that's a pretty comfortable fucking living, isn't it? And that's what we want as men. But because we have allowed, I have a theory about Gen X. Like, Gen X wanted to be so cool with fucking everybody that they allowed, this shit to get it as out of control as it is. That's my theory. And then fucking the millennials came along and they were like trying to basically piggyback off of Gen Xers. And they were like, well, what if we start monitoring people's speech? Because I don't like that word. Kind of sounds mean. And then millennials, like definitely we fucked up the dating market completely. And Gen Z, like, again, like, I was at this barbecue and there's some kids there. One of them was 17. And I was like, hey, bro. Like, did you know that back in the day, like, when your dad and I were young, all you needed was just, like, loud music in a parking lot with some friends? And that would get girls to come over. They would be, the girls would come over with the alcohol. The girls would come over with the food. The girls would come over to us. And he's like, are you serious? Are you for real? And then the dad was like, yeah, dude. Like, that's all we needed. And I looked at the dad and I'm like, guess what they need now? And he's like, what? And I'm like, 50,000 Instagram followers, like a TikTok following, a fucking, you know what I mean? He needs to be TikTok famous, he needs to be Rumble famous, and he needs to have a silver button on, as a YouTuber and shit. And he's like, are you for real? And then the kid looks at me and he's like, he ain't lying. He's like, Pop, it's hard out here. And he goes, oh my God, I didn't know it was that bad. And we were just like laughing. Cause I'm the millennial. I'm in the in-between. And this guy was like at the tail end of Gen X. So he's like basically the last of the Gen Xers, borderline millennials, and I was like, a millennial in the middle, basically knowing how hard it is for the Gen Zs. For the Zoomers. And of course, Know what the kid said? What he wanted to do when he grew up? Be fucking Instagram famous. You know, he wanted to be famous on Twitch. And I looked at him and I was like, bro, did you know that Twitch isn't gonna. Like, none of these websites ever lasted long. Like, Yahoo, who fucking remembers Yahoo? DuckDuckGo, and what was the other one? Fucking Dark Starling. That, like, Dark Starling, that used to be the Facebook for goth kids. For those of you who don't remember or don't even give a shit, yeah, that was the Facebook for fucking goths, and then it just disappeared. That's where I got the majority of my crazy pussy. And then what else was there? There was like MySpace. Who the fuck remembers MySpace? Like, everything, all of those websites have gone under and have been replaced. Facebook is getting fucking replaced. They're desperately trying to fucking hang in there. They're being replaced by, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, fucking TikTok, Niganog, and fucking Zilazan, and whatever the fuck else. You know, Snapchat, I remember I dated this girl. She would always send me like these. She was like, you should get Snapchat because, like, I could send you naked pictures and then they'll get deleted. And apparently Snapchat was keeping all those fucking pictures. So she stopped sending me Snapchat pictures. And then they found another fucking website or another company that, you know, does basically the similar thing. Like, all these companies get replaced. And this kid wanted to be fucking Twitch famous, and I just looked at him like, bro, you're aiming for a galaxy that doesn't even exist in a universe where it's not even. Okay, like, let's say you do get famous, and then what happens to Twitch? Like, once it goes under, what happens? Like, do you. Like, what is your plan then? He's like, I'll just jump over to Rumble. And I just like, what about Rumble? Like, what if it gets canceled? What if it gets shut down? What if. And it didn't dawn on him. And I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, these websites get shut down and they get replaced and they get fucking, you know what I mean? Like, you're aiming for the stars. You should really be thinking about a good career that will last you forever. Because you can't make money for the rest of your life just commenting. You're commentates, or, you know, commentating. There's thousands of people that are trying to do it. And guess what? Those people, like Sykuno, Valkyrae, Pokimane, and all those fucking people, they've been doing it for fucking years. They're literally in their 30s, and they somehow manage to, like, maintain their childhood. Like, they still look like children. They still act like children. They still fucking, like, their audience is mostly children. The people that they surround themselves are literally just younger versions of themselves, and they're cookie cutter. They're literally just carbon copies of each other. And again, like when he told me like his ambition was just to be, you know, Twitch famous, I was like, fuck, dude. Don't you want to learn how to build your own house? Don't you want to learn how to blow shit up? Don't you want to know how to, like, do stuff other than just. And you know what he told me? Because, oh, well, a lot of you guys don't know, but I'm trying to join the French Foreign Legion. And he was like, aren't you scared? And I'm like, scared of what? And he goes, bullets. And I looked at him and I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, yeah, they're going to be shooting at you. And I'm like, yeah, but my bullets fly just as fast going the other direction. I just kind of looked at him like bizarre, like, what the fuck? And he goes, bro, that is the hardest thing I think I've ever heard anybody say. I'm like, what do you mean, dude? Like, Yeah, my bullets are gonna fly just as fast as theirs. Like, what the fuck? He just like he was like confused, like, whoa. Never heard of anything like that. I'm like, yeah, dude. And he goes, aren't you scared of going to another country? And I was like, no, what the f no, bro. That's like going to another t like, dude, we're out here in the desert. We just left home. What do you think? It's gonna be any different? Like, I'm gonna go to Djibouti. Djibouti looks just like this. See this desert? See this sand? See this rock? That's what Djibouti's gonna feel like and look like. See this, feel this hot ass fucking, temperature on us? That's what Djibouti feels like. You know what Guyana's gonna feel like? Go inside of a, turn on the hot water for like 2 hours in your shower, and then just walk in into the bathroom. That's what Guyana's gonna feel like. See what I mean? It's like, it's not gonna be any different, dude. And he just looked at me kind of like baffled, like, holy fuck, like, dude, you're willing to learn another language, go to another country, and be yelled at in a different fucking language for what? And I'm looking at him like, dude, you're not willing to like risk it for the biscuit? Like, dude, for the rest of your life, you get to be called a legionnaire. For the rest of your life, you get to be called, something great. You get to say, like, I did something with my life that not many people get to do. Many people are afraid of that shit. It's kind of like, what's his name? I fucking love this guy. Sir Yidis. It's kind of like what Sir Yidis said. You know what I mean? Like Sir Yidis, he made a video about mediocrity. It was this woman who was like trying to do push-ups, and they were half-assed. And the guy goes zero, 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 zero. And he's drunk off his ass, like I am right now, talking about mediocrity. And that's what I see, is like, dude, why wouldn't you want to do something with your life that is, you know what I mean? Just something that's just greater than yourself. For the rest of your life, you get to be called something great. For the rest of your life, you get to say, like, hey, dude, I saw some fucking amazing shit around the world, around the world. I got to learn a different language. I got to meet some people from different parts of the planet. I got to do some fucking hardcore shit. And I was a hero to a country that gave me an opportunity where my own country didn't. That's what you get to say before you hit the dirt. And to me, that like I just looked at this kid kind of confused, and the kid's looking at me like, "Holy fuck, dude!" Like that is brave. And I just looked at him confused, like, "That's not." That's not brave. Like jumping into the unknown, that's who we are as men. And I'm like, let me get, and I even told him, like, let me put it to you this way. Deep inside of you, there's like this one passion that you have, and it's a protector, right? Like you want to protect your mom. And he goes, yeah. You want to protect your sibling, right? He goes, yeah. And I go, and there's a part of you that wants to serve, like a small part of you that wants to like be the person that makes your mother happy, that like tries to make your mother proud, that tries to make your mother, proud of you, right? And he's like, yeah, of course. And I go, then, why not do something with that? Like we as men are born with that. We know that our lives are disposable. The only benefit that society gets to have is literally, it comes from our work. How many carpenters did it take to make your house? How many carpenters did it take? You know what I mean? Like, the spoils of their work is what he gets to enjoy, in other words. And that comes from men. So it starts to like dawn on this kid, like, holy fuck, I get it now. And it's funny because like those are green flags, right? When you hear somebody talk like that, when you see the light go off in their head, those are green flags. How many fucking red flags have we seen from women? Where it's just self-absorbed, self-fucking righteous, self-absorbed. I think I said that word already. It's just selfish. Filming themselves at the gym. Filming themselves, out and about, just fucking trying to make other people look ridiculous in their fucking, in the side eye of their fucking camera, out in the background somewhere. But they never seem to like do that to their own species, right? Like when women just so happen to glance over at each other, they never seem to like record that. Funny. Never, never, never do I see that. I never see people from fucking Maui, trying to help out the people from or what is it? How about this? How about this? How about this? I haven't seen people from Malibu helping out the people in Maui. I haven't seen the people from Paradise or East Palestine helping out the people in fucking Lahaina. Never once do you see that shit happen, do you? It's like the people from 9/11, when a plane crashed in Brazil into an apartment building, the people from New York didn't fucking reach out to the people in Brazil and try to help them out, did they? It's because everybody's fucking struggling and trying to repair their wound. Everybody's trying to unfuck the situation that they're in. But for whatever fucking reason, our brain just says we accept that. What happened to the people in 9/11? What happened to people in East Palestine? What happened to the people in Haina? What happened to people in Malibu? What happened to the people in Paradise? They're allowed to heal. Like they're allowed to, not be generous. They're allowed to basically not help out. They're allowed to go through what they went through. But it's like we're allowed to we give them that grace of trying to fix themselves and trying to heal themselves. And then I see these women at the fucking gym and it's like, the fuck are you doing, dude? Why are you recording yourself? Oh, I just want to see if some guy fucking looks over at me so I could get like, 200 likes on my video from these simps. Like, dude, you got some major fucking issues. You got some major issues. And for whatever reason, we allow that shit. We allow these women to roam free. We allow these women to go to the gym and record themselves and make us look like fools. For what? Like, what did we do? I'm going on a rant. My point is like, what did we do? What did we fucking do? We help build a society. We help build these houses. We help build a structure, this government. We sacrificed ourselves, our lives, our children, you know, our children's children, going to war and throwing our fucking bodies so that you girls can literally live in the safety of a beautiful country where it has never been Pearl Harbor and 9/11, right? But for the most part, it has never been fucking spoiled. We have, there is zero societies out there that have been this fucking spoiled as much as we spoil these women. And for whatever fucking reason, they demonize us. Like, what the fuck did we do? This is why I fucking stay at home. This is why I stay on my phone. This is why I make these videos. This is why I don't want to go out. And when there's a decent girl, I just stay the fuck away from her because I'm like, dude, I have no idea what you're going to try to do to me. I don't trust you. Your culture as women has literally, as a matter of fact, my roommate has a friend who expressed this exact same shit that I'm about to say. Women's culture is literally destroying men's reputations, their jobs, their careers, their character. Like, it's literally centered around destruction. And men fall for it every fucking time, dude. Like, it sucks that we are born with this naivety that women are on our side and they're gonna, like, always be there and they're never gonna betray us. Never, ever, ever. They're always gonna be good. They're always gonna be, you know what I mean? We have this vain experience or expectation or this imagery of women, and it's all centered around them never fucking up. They're always perfect. Or we give them the grace of saying, hey, she's human. But when a guy fucks up, when a guy does something, when a guy, you know what I mean? Like, except for you MGTOW men have been woken up very violently to how women are. But to the rest of these men, it's just like, wake up, dude. These women aren't fucking your friends, dude. They're not. They are your partner. And your partner is susceptible to doing fucking partner shit. They will have your back when they want to have your back. And they will turn on you. You know, to some of you out there, like, the word partner is synonymous with, like, brother or sister or family member. And what I mean by that is, like, they're infallible. They know how you think. They know how you articulate yourself. They can read your every thought. They are part of your culture. They're an extension of you. And I hate to tell you this, but the word partner to me is like a fucking rabid dog. 1 minute they're cool as fuck, but 90% of the time they're trying to backstab you. Their only function is to be professional between the hours of 1 and 8 o'clock. And after, you know, in between, like, during breaks, during lunch breaks or whatever, they are their own human being. They will fuck you over. That's what a partner is to me. They are synonymous and very, how do I explain this? They are like one and the same with a rabid animal. They are unpredictable. And they're only as predictable as their work, you know, between the hours of 1 and 8, allow them to be predictable. The hours of predictability. What I learned, you know, being a part of the Proud Boys was that there is no such thing as brotherhood. There isn't. They will fucking betray you just as bad as if they were Antifa. If they have the opportunity and if they don't like you. If you're climbing up the ladder too quickly, they want you gone. And fast. They will hyper. How do I explain this? They will hyperinflate what you do, much like a woman does, right? Like when they start recording other people, at the gym, they will hyperinflate what you're doing in order to gain a specific, in order to gain a specific optic, and here's the thing, to unfuck that situation is like five times more energy that you're going to be expending trying to clear that up versus them just making the claim. So a woman can go out there and just record you looking at her for like a split second and say, "This fucking guy tried to rape me." And guess what? Like, you have to spend the entire time trying to like defend yourself, like, "Hey, that's not what happened. I was in the background, I was just walking by, and I was thirsty, and I just so happened to look at her direction for like a split second because I was looking for the water fountain." You see what I mean? That's exactly what fucking being in the Proud Boys was like. "Hey, this guy's like trying to hit on this guy's wife." And I'm like, "Dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I was giving everybody a hug. I gave her a hug and I said, 'Thank you for teaching me how to fucking, oh, you're not supposed to be putting your fucking, you're not supposed to be hugging other men's girls.'" And I'm like, "Well, fucking nobody. I'm from Huntington Beach, bro. Like, we hug everybody. I didn't realize that. Forgive me. If that was a big issue, you guys could have talked to me. You guys could have pulled me off to the side." And check this out. When that situation happened, like, I hugged one of my good friend's fiancés. This guy made a bigger deal than what it was. And my buddy was like, "What the fuck? Like, nobody even talked to me. Nobody's even sending me a message. Like, nobody's even fucking texting me. Like, it was okay. It was not that big of a deal. But for whatever reason, it was a big deal to everybody else." And that's what Proud Boys was like. That was my experience. Having to constantly, like, be under the radar, and everybody was like, "Bro, stop apologizing. Tell these people to go fuck themselves. We're out here having a drink all together, and they think that we're, like, arguing." Yeah, so basically, like, we went out, we had, like, shellfish at a Argentina restaurant. It was bomb. It was so good. And then all of a sudden, all of our phones are blowing up and we're like, "What the fuck?" And we look at the Proud Boys, message page, and they're like, "Look at this piece of shit, and it's just a picture of me." And I'm like, "Where the fuck did they get that picture from?" And everybody's like looking at me going like, "Bro, look at what the fuck they're saying." They're like, "What a scumbag, what a piece of shit, what a fucking this and that, what a that and the other." And I'm like, "What the f like, these are the guys that I'm supposed to call brother? Fuck them." And the guys that were like apparently supposed to be affected by the situation were like, "Dude, it was okay. It was just a hug. Like, these guys swear to God that you like fucking ate her pussy or some shit." And I'm fucking dying of laughter because I'm like, and the girl's sitting right across from me. And she's like, "Yeah, this sounds like a drama club. Like, I don't know if I want my fiance a part of this." And I looked at her with like these serious eyes, and I look at him, and he goes, "Bro, I don't know if I want to do this anymore." And I just like, "Hey man, let's just eat. Let's just forget it. Let's just move on. Like, I don't want to talk about this. Like, I just want to leave. I just want to move on. I don't want to talk about this." So we ate our food, and then we go back to his place, and I gave him a hug, and I was like, "Bro, I'm sorry for all the problem I caused." He's like, "Nah, dude, you're good." And then like a week later, I get kicked out of the fucking Proud Boys because they were like, "Nah, bro, you're causing too much, bullshit. They just didn't want me in there. But it's just like fucking chicks. They will find a reason to get rid of you. Any reason. Any dumbass little reason. And when I see those red flags, you know, the drama, the talking behind each other's backs, like not having each other's backs, like even when it comes to moving, like that is a telltale sign that like the way that a person reacts towards a person moving, it tells me everything I need to know about that person. If you're not going to be there, if you're going to lie, if you're going to fucking, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, I'll be there on Saturday. Doesn't fucking pick up the phone. Like all of a sudden he's unavailable or shit like that. I immediately just like, all right, this is the type of person that he is. He's a fucking flake. I don't need that person in my life. But women are the exact same fucking way. And that's what I'm noticing about like our society. Like, our country, unfortunately, has to, like, by force, be told how to behave. And here's the thing. Democrats have made it that way. Instead of just allowing people just to be, they're like, no, you have to. You have to behave a certain way. You have to be this nice. You have to be this. Like, dude, I don't have to do anything. I don't want to donate to you if I don't have to. I don't want to fucking donate to your cause if I don't want to. Like, you're making, like, dude, these people are making like $250,000 a year. That's absurd. They're making $250,000 a year per senator. How much are people in the military making? Like what, $1,400 a fucking month? How the fuck does that... How does that work out? How does that make sense? And it's just like these chicks on TikTok that fucking record other guys at the gym. How does it make sense that these girls are finding, you know, 600, 700, 800 fucking people that are liking the video for a guy looking, you know what I mean? It's like we have allowed this to happen. Hey, I'm upset. Fucking, you know, Joe Biden's too old to be running. Or to be the president. Guess what? You allowed it to happen. You, conservative, on the other side of this phone. You have allowed this to happen. So I don't want to hear it. Well, how do we get him to step down? January 6th, ring a bell? What are they going to do? Shoot us? Here's the thing that trips me out about January 6th. Shit like that has happened before with Democrats. Years ago. For whatever reason, everybody forgot about that, didn't they? Because some fucking guy didn't go in there dressed up like a fucking Viking for whatever reason. They forgot about that. Because there was no Proud Boys involved. They forgot about that. But Joe Biggs was involved, a fucking guy that looks like a Viking, and then some fucking retard goes in there. You know, all of a sudden, there was an innocent woman who was shot dead. A police officer had a heart attack because he couldn't take the stress. Nancy Pelosi could have done something, and then this bitch is fucking sitting there going like, oh, I tried. I tried my best. She always sounds like she's drowning. But my point is like, dude, you guys could be doing something. Nobody fucking does a goddamn thing. We just allow it. We just fucking sit back, and we just allow it to happen, and then we bitch, whine, and cry. Oh, this fucking country's going to shit. Go do something. Go to the fucking Capitol. Go talk to your congressman. Go to, like, dude, write a goddamn letter. Send it to your fucking senator. And if he won't respond, send another one. And guess what? Call his ass. Oh, what's that gonna do, Crimson? If enough of you, let's say, okay, I got like, what, 78 subscribers? If 78 of you sent a letter to your congressman, that's 78 people that sent a fucking letter to your congressman saying, or your senator saying, I don't agree with what the fuck is happening, and if you don't fucking do something about this shit, I'm gonna fucking try to do everything in my power to make sure that you're no longer in power. Do some administrative violence shit on his ass. Turn his life into a redneck nightmare. And that will get them fucking moving. Pardon. Pardon. But nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to fucking move. Nobody wants to do anything. Nobody wants to write. I've already done that shit time and time again. Talked to my mayors. I sent a letter to the governor. I've sent a letter to the chief sheriff. I've done it all. I've even spoken to Alex Villanueva personally. And I said, dude, as a Hispanic, I don't want these fucking illegals coming over the border. And he says, why would you turn against your own people like that? And I said, they're not my people. Clearly, they aren't my people. You realize that we wouldn't have a housing crisis if all these motherfuckers would go back to their country? Yeah, he ignored me after that. But I didn't say motherfucker, but I said, you know, if all these people would go back to their country, we wouldn't have a housing crisis. And all of a sudden, he just like, okay, well, this is racist. This is a racist conversation. I'm not going to take part of this. And he walks away. But I've done all that. I put in my footwork. Like I said in the beginning of this channel, my job is to tell you guys to start putting in your work. My job is to not make you guys, feel comfortable the way that fucking Undead Chronic does, bitching and moaning about this fucking article that he read, or this, or fucking Hammerhand, who sides with him. Clearly, fucking Undead Chronic's a grifter, and dude, he hated grifters in the beginning of his channel, and then he gave him grace. And I had to just turn my back on that, because I was like, okay, now you guys are turning to Rollo Tomasi? That's enough. I've bent my fucking morals and boundaries for you guys enough. I'm not doing that again. Once they started to fucking bring Rollo Tomasi on their channel, I was like, and it was drama that wasn't even correct or accurate. It was false. All of it. All the information that fucking Rollo Tomasi had was false. So I literally dropped those motherfuckers like a bad habit. All they're doing is just creating fucking problems and mayhem and chaos and drama. It's just like, dude, I'm no longer in high school. Get the fuck away from me. That's the same shit that like these girls that like record themselves at the gym do, basically. It's the same shit. They're just causing problems. And I don't want to be a part of it. You know, if you invest, how do I explain this? If you invest in a bad government, you get bad results. If you invest in a bad culture, you get bad a bad society. If you invest in bad people, you get a bad community. Period. So I'm telling you men to do something about it. There's 78 of you on my fucking platform, and guess what? Tao Gao has, what, 400 and something? Fucking Hammerhand has, God knows how much. Terrence Pop has fucking thousands of people. But for whatever reason, all of us just sit, bitch, and whine and cry, and we listen to channel after channel, video after video of people complaining about women, and nobody does a fucking thing about it. You know what? This is what you do. If women are acting a fucking fool, you put them on blast. Give a dose of their own fucking medicine to them. Put their asses on fucking TikTok and YouTube and see how fucking quick they start changing. Once they start fucking talking shit and swinging and they start doing their bullshit, don't just fucking sit there. Record the bitch and then post her on the internet and then show everybody like, look, this is what this fucking bitch is doing. She's acting like a fucking dumb bitch. Watch how quick these fucking women change. There's one thing, it was Mel Gibson who said it best. The technique and the way that Hollywood tries to get you to capitulate is through public shaming. If they can publicly shame you, they get you to basically act according to their will. And he's like, I've had enough. I'm not, I don't care anymore. I'm done. If we all got together and we did the same shit that these women are doing to them, right back to them, or fucking what's another one? To these governors, to these senators, to these commissioners, to these detectives, if we were to just publicly shame them and get them to fucking act right, we wouldn't have these problems. But because we don't do it as men, because we're just like, oh, we just want to fucking go home and relax. I put in my 8 hours of work. What? How is it that a woman has 8 hours of work in her and she could still somehow managed to record a video of a guy fucking, taking a glance at her at the gym? Somehow these went like we can fucking, we as men are like the Atlas, right? Like we can fucking hold up the universe on our backs, but for whatever reason, when it comes to, I don't know, once we punch out, all of a sudden, like we just have no more gas in us. Makes no sense. If I walked up to you, I guarantee you, if I walked up to you and I tried to start a fight with you, you'd probably put me down. I don't know why. It's because you're not gonna fucking handle that. You're not gonna deal with that. So why the fuck are we allowing these women and these governors and commissioners and these politicians to do what they're doing to us? I know I'm going like in circles, and I know I'm fucking going on a tangent, and probably doesn't make sense to you guys. But I'm just saying, like, I've had enough, dude. It's time to fucking publicly shame these pieces of shit. These cocksuckers that fucking constantly vote like dog shit. They constantly put more laws and, well, you know what? I don't like, I'm the mayor now and I don't like loud music, so I'm just gonna fucking outlaw loud music. I fucking fuck you, dude. What do you think about that? Oh, the best display of, what was it? Of The best display of disobedience is to do the thing that's outlawed. You know, disobey the law or whatever. And I'm like, no, dude, how about this? Show this cocksucker doing the very fucking thing that he fucking voted into power. Like Gavin Newsom's bitch ass. Fucking told everybody they needed to wear masks. They needed to close their businesses. And his fucking vineyard was open 24/7. And he didn't wear a fucking mask throughout the entire experience of COVID. He actually didn't get vaccinated. Until, like, everybody fucking, you know, talked about it. I'm pretty sure he still didn't get vaccinated. But I'm telling you, dude. You publicly shame these pieces of shit, and they will fucking start walking and talking like a fucking patriot. All of a sudden, they just change their fucking tune. They're like in lockstep with society. Because if you have that kind of power to shame them, and then eventually they're not going to care. What they then fail to realize is, like, if I have the power to shame you, I have the power to fucking disavow you. I have the power to fucking throw you out of power, motherfucker. And that's what you guys fail to realize, is that you have that power. I don't know, maybe it's because you're working too many hours. Maybe you're just forgetting that your vote means something. Your vote is your voice. Your vote, your letters are literally ammunition, and you guys just don't use it. And I'm puzzled. I literally have like an inquiry as to how you forgot that. 78 of you on my platform. And each and every one of you have forgotten that, like, my vote has a voice. My letters have authority. What good is a letter? It's not going to do anything. Guess what, dude? You've recorded your actions in that letter. So when bad shit happens and you try to overthrow them, it shouldn't be a fucking... You know what I mean? It's not coming from left field. It's like, hey, dude, I told you. I told you that this was going to happen. I told you that we were going to impeach your ass. I told you that we were going to fucking overthrow you. This shouldn't come out of left field. I fucking sent you letters. I talked to you. I fucking sent you messages. I fucking, you know, emails, voicemails, letters. And somehow or another, you're looking at me puzzled as to how I overthrew you. Like, it shouldn't be a surprise. That's what I want. I've seen it happen time and time again. Then again, if you're not a part of a group of people that actually have a passion like I do, your voice and your words aren't going to mean anything. And joining the Proud Boys aren't going to help you either. They're a bunch of drunks and they're a bunch of fucking losers. Don't join them. Just join a patriotic group that actually gives a fuck about their community. And there's always one out there. But you gotta look out for... You gotta look for them. You gotta put in the work to go find them. How about this? What if one doesn't exist in your community? Then create one. You know how many fucking men are out there just desperately trying to find a leader? Somebody who leads them? Who guides them? Well, I don't want to do it. I'm fucking tired, man. It was fucking too much work. And guess what, dude? When patriotism runs, like when that blood runs through your skin, trust me when I say this, you will not be tired. You will not be fucking tired when patriotism and doing the right thing runs through your fucking veins, dude. But you gotta do the right thing. You gotta put in the work. Just like these fucking women that record other guys at the gym put in the work, you gotta put in the work. don't know, dude. Whatever. That's just my two cents. Guard your heart.